potential amendment to the rules of procedure.
So you'll recall that sort of at the tail end of one of the meetings, we started to talk about the timing for meetings, and it wasn't on the agenda, so we couldn't really do anything. It seemed like there was, from what I've heard individually from folks, is that, well, and sort of the tenor of that conversation was that we should have the ability to start meetings earlier. One of the things I went back and looked at was in our rules, it actually said in our rules that the meeting started at 6 p.m. We've been starting at 5 here for a little while, but so anyway, my proposal would be, it's a short motion, but I'll tell you what the proposal is, just to state the rule says that the meetings convene on those days and times when a meeting has been properly noticed and advertised. You know, so that way, obviously, we still got to comply with FOIA and everything else with noticing and
right, but
and the mailings and everything else. Yeah. Yeah, so at least gives the flexibility to start it, you know, earlier in the afternoon if that's what we're thinking.
Right.
Of doing. So,
okay.
If you all are good with that, I do have a motion to read just to make it official. It's Mr. Chairman, the commission would move that the commission amends Rule 2 of the Rules of Procedure of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission to allow more flexibility in the start times for meetings of the commission, so that Rule 2.2 of those rules now states as follows, and Rule 2 is meetings of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and Rule 2.2 states regular meetings shall convene on those days and times when a meeting has been properly noticed and advertised, period.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to amend the rules of procedure of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as stated in the motion. All those, I'm sorry, recall the roll for this one. Okay. Mr. Hopkins, how do you?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions.
Just the reasons and
no,
the motion.
Thanks. Yes, I vote yes because I think it's a great idea for the reasons in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Mears.
I vote yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 3-0.
Mr. Whitehouse, now that we've got that rule passed, just do you have any thoughts on when that would go in and what time we'll start?
So obviously we've noticed for next week's meeting. So next week's meeting will start at 5 o'clock as normal. The first meeting in January, because of the break, we could start at 3 p.m. if that's what the commission's wish is, we could start. So next week meeting as normal, every meeting thereafter starting at 3 p.m. So,
very good.
Right on.
Yeah.
All good.
Good. Okay.
I'm sure staff likes that too.
Love it.
Well, we appreciate the job the staff does, and anything we can do to make your job easier, I think we should be
definitely
doing. So, by all means.
No doubt.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone else have anything else to say for the good of the order?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
What are you doing?
Wow.